This Thursday night at 7:30 at the MSU College of Music's Cook Recital Hall, cellist Seren Bagratuni and pianist Ralph Vodopek collaborate for a performance of four works. The duo will play sonatas by Benjamin Britten and Johannes Brahms and variations by Beethoven and Martinu. WKAR's Peter Worf stopped by Bagratuni's studio late last week to preview the concert and asked the cellist about the compositional appeal of variations.
Well, in Beethoven's case, he just loved that genre. I think he loved to have a theme, not necessarily his original theme, and then just elaborate whatever he thinks about this music. That's what I think about Beethoven. And especially this set of variations, seven, I consider them the most serious ones, I mean, out of three sets. Although it's the same thematic material, I mean, it's the same opera, Magic Flute. It's very deep, I think, to my opinion. Mozart would like it, I think. Yeah. You know, I think Mozart.
Why do you think that?
I don't know, because it's he has such a great respect to Mozart's style. I don't know, if we wouldn't know that this is Beethoven, probably it could go as a Mozart music. That's how much respect he had for the composer, right. I think.
And then at the end of the program, you'll be playing this very different set of variations by Martinu, a Czech composer with these incredible roots from Dvorak to Suk to Martinu, a direct lineage there of this great national composer, and he chooses a folk tune, basically, doesn't he?
Yes, it is a Slovak folk tune, and when we were actually talking with Ralph yesterday, Ralph said, why do I hear some Romanian stuff in there or some Hungarian stuff? Because it's a Carpathian Mountains. Culturally, I even heard Ukrainian songs very similar to that. It's very much characteristic to that particular region of the world. Carpathian Mountains, or they say Alps, or those are Carpathian Mountains still, the same thing. So, Martinu, he wrote for cello pretty generously.
Right, a couple of concertos and other works.
Sonatas he has, and two sets of variations he has, which I played both of them, but I'm really very much taken by Slovak theme. And I like to play them over and over. And although I have to be honest with you, I haven't played them for a very long while, this set of variations. So, and when I told Ralph about it, he said, wow, it's my country, because Ralph considered himself half Czech. I said, well, not exactly, but the composer is from your country, Czechs and Slovaks and all this, you know, difference. So, so we are very happy that we were, able to put together this program, because also the Britten Sonata is very challenging, written in 61, and whatever he wrote for Rostropovich.
Right. Yeah, we're talking about connections and lineage. There's such a strong connection between Britten and Rostropovich, who Britten heard performing the Shostakovich Cello Concerto, as I understand, if I have the story straight, and then these guys got together and collaborated to create this piece.
Oh, incredible. First, they collaborated as a pianist and cellist. There's this very famous CD where they play Debussy Sonata and Schubert Sonata, I might add, beautifully. Thank you. And then Britten just started writing for him, his pieces, the three solo suites, the sonata, the concerto symphony. I mean, it's incredible collaboration, and we are all lucky because, you know, as a fruits of this collaboration, we have this. They were all very close, and I played this sonata only once before, and we're just rehearsing with Ralph right now. We're in the middle of thinking what are the tempos, the real written ones, or the ones what traditionally people are playing. So these are very unusual writing also for cello. The second movement is all pizzicato, and you have to just put the bow away and start plucking. It's very interesting and unusual, so it's quite challenging piece. Yeah, and of course, Brahms Sonata, Opus 78, it's a completely different world.
It's a violin sonata originally, but I can't think of a work that adapts better for another instrument. It works so perfectly.
You know, interesting thing is that there is a theory, and actually Janos Starker said that this sonata, not only Starker, but there are interesting research, and they say Brahms did it himself. Yes, and I want to believe it because sonata doesn't suffer in transcription. Because it's completely different key, right. But it's just as convincing as the violin. And from time to time, in the parts of the second movement and third movement, I think it's even the cello sonority is really complements the music even more. You know?
Of the Brahms sonatas that are for a violin, to me, it's there's none of them that are more singing or lyrical, so maybe that kind of helps.
I think so, too, yeah. I agree with you. But this sonata is something really special for me, and since I learned it, which is not very long time ago, I really admire and I just love this music. I don't know, it speaks to me.
Cellist Seren Bagratuni and pianist Ralph Vodopek perform Thursday night at Cook Recital Hall at the MSU College of Music. Do you possibly have any encores you could reveal at this time?
Not at this time. We didn't talk about it.
Thanks, Seren. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.